Time once again to catch up with your mate and mine, Richard Mutton from DCFM out at Dubbo. Richard, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well. What's making news in Dubbo?
Well, big news this week. A release on Tuesday by the Deputy Premier and our local member, Troy Grant. There are new XPT trains, new Explorer trains and Endeavour sets being put on the rails before the next state election in 2019. And the surprise announcement was that the maintenance facility for all those trains will be in Dubbo.
Oh, wow.
And it's, yeah, about 100 jobs. Unbelievable. And I just about fell off my chair when I heard about it and put it on the air first thing Wednesday morning. It will mean that the XPT, which arrives in the afternoon here, and you have to stay overnight in Sydney, I'll be able to turn that around, do an early morning XPT from Dubbo and bring it back the same day. But the big thing about it is the maintenance facility. And I think why they chose Dubbo is a great big patch of spare land that the railways own off a street called White Street, and it's been a fire hazard for years and years and years. Basically, well, it has. It's this great area of nothing in the middle of Dubbo, and every year the fireys are in there burning it off because it catches fire all the time. And so they've decided to do something with it, like put this huge maintenance facility in, and the building will be huge because they're going to maintain a couple of engines and at least half a dozen carriages in each side. So I can imagine the length of six carriages. And that will be the size of the actual building itself. So quite a big facility.
Absolutely.
100 jobs plus the flow on it, and we're absolutely wrapped.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good story. I mean, obviously, sort of the old saying, two birds, one stone comes to mind there. You get rid of the fire hazard plus, as you say, about 100 jobs. That'd be incredible.
It is incredible. And new trains to... And new trains to do all that as well. So that's all rather good. Now, you blokes are being very, very slow this week on eating your lamb and your steaks. We only put 129,000 lambs and 8,000 cattle through the sale yards this week. So hurry up, Sydney, and eat your chops and eat your steak.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, I can assure you it's not me. I'm doing a pretty bloody good job of it. I think I might be carrying the load for a couple of others, perhaps, even.
Well, good on you, Adrian. Keep it up. But no, they're record numbers, 129,000 lambs and 8,000 cattle. Amazing.
Excellent.
Numbers from the sale yards. Now,
excellent.
It's Wellington's bicentennial.
Right.
Wellington was the first town after Bathurst to be settled in New South Wales. John Oxley discovered it, inverted commas, when he found the Bell River flowing into the Macquarie River. He said, oh, this is not a bad place to make a little settlement. And so they did, and the squatters followed them out 200 years ago. And this weekend, Wellington are celebrating. Max Cullen, who is a Wellington local actor, is coming back to say a few words. They're doing huge things at the Wellington Caves. People may not be aware that Wellington has a very nice series of caves that you can visit.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yep. And when you, I've been to the caves a few times and listened to choirs. When you go in there,
Whoa.
The temperature is always 18 degrees, never varies, and it is absolutely acoustically perfect. And I've heard a couple of major choirs sing down there. It's absolutely haunting.
The Wellington Caves, wow.
Yeah, the reverb down there. You know, we're talking radio now, but the reverb down there, mate, is brilliant. It really is.
I'm going to have to check that out. I need to get across and see you. Now, some of it isn't strictly Dubbo sort of central, but there's going to be a total eclipse of the sun coming up.
Well, yes. I thought I'd bring this one up because Mid-America is suffering because they're going crazy already over there about a total eclipse of the sun on the 21st of August. Now, if you want to experience a total eclipse of the sun, stay alive until 2028 because Dubbo and the CBD of Sydney will be experiencing a very, very narrow band of shadow from a total eclipse of the sun, which takes place in July 2028.
Wow.
Now, in Dubbo, it's going to be better than you guys in Sydney because we get it at about just before 3 o'clock and it'll last for about 3.5 minutes. You people get it in Sydney at about 4:15. Unfortunately, that's when things start getting a bit dark anyway because of the, it's only a month or so after the shortest day of the year.
Mm.
And, sunsets are early in July. So I don't know what sort of a show you're going to get in Sydney. It's so narrow, it'll miss Penrith.
Oh, wow.
It'll get the CBD in Sydney. So that's 2028.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah, indeed.
Now, what's happening with the fishing? That's making news?
Well, yeah, making news. If you are an inland fisherman at the moment, and this applies to all rivers in New South Wales inland, the Murray cod, you're not allowed to catch them between the 1st of September and about the end of December. Reason for that is that mummy cod in the springtime decides to lay about 100,000 eggs, and they do that in a hollow log or under a rock or somewhere safe. And when mummy's finished laying all those eggs, which takes a few days, daddy cod then guards them.
Right.
And if you catch a male Murray cod, obviously in that time, the eggs and then the fingerlings become vulnerable to other fish who eat them. The Murray cod themselves are carnivorous, but also other fish will eat them. And so basically we have to let father cod look after the eggs and then the fingerlings until about December when they're ripe and they can swim
look
away
after
by themselves.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you do much fishing yourself, mate?
I do a little bit, yes, and I like fishing inland, but I also like chucking a rod into the surf when I get to the coast and going after a few brim and a bit of whiting. I do like that as
absolutely.
Well.
No, I'm
Murray
absolutely
cod
with you.
Beautiful fish to eat, and so a yellow belly, freshwater fish, but we've got to leave the Murray cod alone until the end of December.
Right. Now, are they sort of signposting this? Are they sort of educating people on it pretty well?
Yes. New South Wales Fisheries are having a heavy campaign this year. We unfortunately do have people coming out of Sydney and other towns netting, and that's just totally out of the question.
No,
illegal,
absolutely.
Blah blah blah, and so we're making sure that it doesn't happen this year. Hence the warning, because the fines are very, very heavy.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, Richard, it's lovely to catch up with you once again, mate. If people are in and around Dubbo, where can they find you?
Well, they can find DCFM, local radio as it should be, at 88.9.
Richard, thanks so much, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
Terrific, mate. See you then.